Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. I'm sorry, probably. I don't know.
don't worry. You probably get that a lot.
Oh my God. I was just there like, wow, dead and gone. Oh yeah, do you want to, oh no, sorry, no, I don't want to make you do that again.
Just your hands over the microphone.
Oh yeah, no, I'm actually, shit, please,
you're
don't
grand,
have that,
I'll grand. Be grand. No, I flagged it, and when I hit the next flag, I cut all that out.
Yeah, please do, but that's I feel fine. Bad for you now, do you have to record your intro again?
No, because I just
keep
it out.
Forget that's on.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi guys, and welcome to this week's Snowcast. DJ here, Owen's still in Japan, he should be in the air fairly soon. Safe travels, buddy. And I'm here tonight in Grady's Yard, joined by a very special guest. Before I introduce our guest, I want to get the formalities out of the way. First of all, as you all know, if you're regular listeners to the Snowcast now, we have a Patreon account. It's www.patreon.com/snowcast. And all we're saying is, if you think we're sound, and if you met us on the street, you'd be like, I'll buy that chap a cup of coffee or a pint. You can do that without meeting us by giving us the price of a pint or a cup of coffee a month on Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/snowcast. And we're Snowcast on all the social medias. No one was stupid enough to come up with a name for that for their social media pages. So we got them first. So it's just Snowcast into Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Follow us. Sometimes we're really good on them. Sometimes we just talk shit. We're here in Grady's Yard. I'm joined by a guest who is literally ingrained into the walls at Grady's Yard. Coyle and Anton, what's the crack? Welcome to the Snowcast.
Well, you did well there. I said my name right.
Yeah, so yeah. Like you have a very Irish name.
Yeah.
And Irish people, the pronunciation of Irish names in Irish places varies like place to place.
Yeah.
So I would be like a Keelan, whereas you're a Coyle.
Mm.
So, like, do you get that a lot, like, shit with your name?
Yeah, when I was younger in school, I remember the first day of first year in secondary school, I literally said to people, they didn't know my name, and I was just like, haha, just call me Queerlin, like, just having the crack, but nobody called me, thank God, but...
Yeah. That would have stuck.
The state of my life, I was trying to make friends, but I get called California, Cauliflower... there's rude ones I won't say, but there's just loads of
everybody gets called rude names. I don't even imagine what people are calling me.
True.
So you do a bit of artwork and you'd be involved with a couple of international artists.
Yeah.
So how long does it take them to get your name?
They probably don't. Like when you they probably don't know my name at all. They might know my face, but then sure, like everyone's like a catfish on Instagram. I would definitely be, I'd say, these days. Yeah. So they might know me, like if I saw an international artist the next year, like it's different, because when I was younger I started when I was 16 and then I saw the same people years later. I'm now 21 and they'd be like, oh, I remember you, like, but they don't really. But I might like their Instagram and, you know, react with love hearts or whatever, but they're just like whatever. But I forget what the question there was.
Did you get a lot of shit about your name?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. Yeah, basically all the time. But sure, you just have to lived it, like, and I like my name now, you know, so.
It's a class name.
Thanks.
I actually love it. So I get married next year, and I keep saying to my fiance, like, if I could choose, like, children's names, I'd be like all the real old school Irish names.
Yeah, crazy names.
Like, mad names that just have fallen out of the way.
Yeah.
And, like, when you listen to Irish History Podcast, and Finn is, like, talking about the, like, ancient High Kings of Ireland in, like, 820,
yeah.
and their name is, like, you know, Flan Sinna, and I'm like, that is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's a badass name. Like,
yeah. You know? There was a saint queen, and now I don't know, like, I'm not good with Irish history. I'm not good with Irish in general. My name is probably... I wouldn't say the most Irish thing about me, because that's very... What's the word? That's like heretical. Is that the word?
Heretic?
Heretic, yeah. Heretic statement to make. But, I was painting up the north for Hit the North 2 years... 2 years ago, like 2 years in a row. And the first year, little old man, comical, like, I thought he was going to be so cute, came up to me, he was like, what's your name? And I was, no hate now to the North, love the North, but he was like, what's your name? And I said, Queelan. He was like, are you from the Free State? And I actually shat my pants, so I was done.
Yeah.
But and then the second year, I spoke to someone, and I said my name for her as well, and she asked me if I was a traveller. So there's just random stuff, like, that you get.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose especially... outside of Ireland, even within Ireland, there's a lot of people that wouldn't be familiar with a name that distinctly Irish as well.
Mm.
But outside of Ireland, it probably... But then again, like, you know, there's loads of random, really native, like, Finnish and Swedish names that, like, Scandinavians have that we wouldn't make sense of. So.
Absolutely no clue.
Yeah,
no.
It's a cool name, though. I really...
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bit mad.
No.
But sure, look.
Top. It'd be definitely... You're definitely in my top 10 people that I've spoken to with names.
100%. Bit mad names.
Yeah, good names.
Yeah. Thank you.
Today is World Mental Health Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm. You just informed me. I actually did not know.
Yeah, it was big on Twitter today. I hadn't checked Twitter until I was got in the taxi to come here.
Mm.
And there's like a hashtag and everything. I was like trending worldwide. I think it was trending number one in Ireland actually today,
Jesus.
which is really good.
Mm.
And like obviously, you're 21 now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like nearly 10 years older than you. When I was growing up, like, there was a huge stigma around mental health, like, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a massive stigma around mental health. As a 21 year old in Ireland, and Ireland that's getting like better with everything, do you think that the stigma is lessened now, or what's your take on it? Because I always find it's people like you who are like doing creative stuff that are most in touch with stuff like mental
their
health,
their mental issues.
No, I think maybe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, you know, just a general feel. Cause
completely.
Like, basically, when I was growing up, like, people were called mad and cracked and all this.
Yeah.
But there was never any talk about how you help someone like that. They were just left to be cracked.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stigma around it. What do you make of it?
Left to be cracked.
They're just left to be cracked. Yeah.
Oh my god. Fuck.
What would your like?
Yeah.
If one of your mates was struggling.
God. Yeah. I did like I'm really blessed now that I'm. Like, I don't think everybody's perfect, and everybody has their dark days, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But personally, for me, I would think I'm quite a resilient person. Not saying everybody isn't, everybody is in their own way. But, and I'm not saying I've had, like, a Jeremy Kyle kind of, like, tragic, Tracy Beaker life story, like, Titanic shit. But I've, you know, certain things, I'm only 21, certain little things have built me up where I would be quite confident these days.
Yeah.
So I would like to think I'm the person that someone could talk to and I won't hopefully be just listening to them and then waiting for my chance to speak and, you know, push it on them. But Mental Health Day, that's a good thing, obviously, to normalise conversation, and just people have to be honest, because, like, I feel like although the conversation is growing and it's there and it's not awkward to talk about stuff, at the same time, we're all... It's a rat race. And what I recently learned the name of, which is describing the last like 5 years of my life, is imposter syndrome. Have you ever heard of that? Because I genuinely didn't hear
it. I've come across it, but explain it to me.
Well, I don't know the proper definition, but look, I can't speak about mental health in general, just to go back to that for a second, because I forget everything. But like, one thing I would deal with myself, right, I'm a very positive person these days. I am, like, I really am. But imposter syndrome, I'm after starting college. Me and my friend said we both, you know, self-diagnosed, we have it, but we're going to get over it. I'm not trying to trivialise, oh my God, mental health, but...
No, you're not.
Yeah, basically, I think what it is you're like, so for example, I'd be drawing a picture and I might look on Instagram, as we all are addicted to our phones every second of the day nearly, and a picture will pop up that I'm like, crap, like, that's really good. So you start to internalise, like, self-hatred, you know, in a mild form or whatever. You're just looking at stuff because we're bombarded with images, and then you're like, okay, I'm shit, this person's really good. And then when you start to do something in the vein of what they're doing, because, you know, like, nothing's original, I don't think. Everything is
regurgitated. At this stage, not. There's so much out there.
And you can be original with something that's been regurgitated before. You know, obviously, it's all different. But for imposter syndrome, I think the shit definition of it is that you're just thinking, well, are people thinking that I want to be this person or I'm too influenced? So, look, for mental health and everything that's involved, all these different disorders, everything like that, that's actually, sorry, that when you're saying leaving them to be cracked, that's one thing I do appreciate about these days, is that, like, things are normalised where you wouldn't just flag someone off, call them a psycho or whatever.
See,
like,
I think your generation are getting way better at that. Like, my generation and the generations for me, rather than approach someone, try and help them, we'll just leave them be. And,
sad.
It would be like, Jesus, we can't bring up mental health.
Mm.
And it's even reflected in, like, your care system and stuff, where, like, you know, the mental health aspect of healthcare in Ireland is just neglected, it's thrown to a side, and it doesn't get any funding.
Yeah.
And then, like, we need, like, what do we need? Oh, we need a new surgery theatre to fix broken eggs, grand.
Yeah.
Don't have any, like, anything there to fix their minds.
Yeah.
The reason I asked you about it is, well, it's World Mental Health Day today, but also I thought, like, right, you're a really creative person. You're a really good artist.
Thank you.
That's true.
Yeah.
I want to know, do you think because you're so engaged with art that it helps you? And also, do you think that, like, say, how do you think art helps people cope? Because... Like, in a hospital here in Waterford, we have the Waterford Healing Arts Trust.
Yeah.
Where, like, on the corridors of the hospital, there's, like, pictures, paintings, photography and stuff put up.
Yeah.
And it's been scientifically proven to, like, help people's recovery.
Yeah.
So, as an artist, what's your take on how art can affect mental health? And is it ever something that, say, when you're creating a piece, you think, this could, I really want something that's going to lift someone?
Yeah.
Does that ever, like, influence your art?
Yeah, a lot.
Is that way too deep? Or,
I'm just getting, like, PTSD throwbacks of being in college. Well, I'm only in college literally this year.
Yeah.
But we were asked that the first day of art history. She was the teacher, lovely lecturer. She was just like, what's the point of art? You know, is it art for art's sake? Or do you think there should be a meaning, blah, blah, blah? Okay, let me dive into that question. So I think art is definitely good, right, for... uplifting people. Personally, when I create something, I really feel like I'm at a primitive. Jeez, I can't speak. Is that the word?
Primitive. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like in an age,
you're
like
educated. Thank you.
Well, some people would say that.
Yeah.
Like primitive is like your basic,
early, like caveman.
Your urges, your just instinctive urge.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That's what I mean. What you instinctively go for.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I thinking of the word? What's primordial mean? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Now?
You're on the right.
Yeah. Something primary. Anyway, just I feel like I'm at the beginning because, like, whatever about age, whatever about experience. I've been self-taught. So now that I'm at the stage where we're in college, they're asking us these heavy questions and I'm like, oh my God, like, what's the answer? You know? So as I get further into this journey, I will develop my skills further. I sound like I'm doing a job interview now, but you know what I mean? As I learn more things, I'm only in week 4 of college, I'm starting to pick up things.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're self-taught, it suits a lot of people and it does suit me as well. But I would have just gone with comfortable things like, here's a child smiling. Like, obviously, I like that stuff, and it is very nice for people to see.
I
don't know.
What I'm getting from you now is that you're being pushed now to look internally as to what you're doing.
Yeah, I want to do really moody stuff, like weird art college
edgy
stuff.
Kind of stuff.
Educated, Not quite like crazy, you know, bondage and just crazy stuff, you know. But I want to dip away from the comfortable, like, murals. Because I love doing, like, don't get me wrong, as I said, I'm a very positive person. You know, like, I do enjoy doing stuff that will make people smile. But I'd like to do more thoughtful things, as in, it's subjective nearly, you know.
Well, I suppose...
conceptual.
The reality of the world is it's not. a happy, it is actually isn't a happy place for the
not.
Vast majority of
unless
people.
You're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is true. Yeah.
And I think that feeds into something you said earlier, which was really interesting, where I think you were on about the imposter syndrome, where you were on about from an art perspective, but from like a body image perspective.
Oh, yeah.
And from,
we all fucking have it.
Yeah, or from like, do you know, you see these people that like every couple of months they have up their like travel pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, that's the Instagram life.
Yeah.
But is their day-to-day life, like, are you only posting their...
Yeah.
Well, you are. Everybody only posts the highs.
Yeah, heavily curated.
Yeah, like, how many people will take a selfie of themselves where they have a double chin and, like, it's not hanging from their nose? They're like, that's what I'm like right now. I'm putting this out on social media.
Exactly,
I probably do and don't realise that I have this not hanging out my nose and double chin.
I took about 10 of those pictures today, like, and you wouldn't post them. Now, I think... Some people online that you might see, the more honest ones, right, who don't airbrush photos. I'm just, now this is a kind of women centric, if that's the correct way of putting it, my viewpoint right now.
You're a woman.
Go
that's
for
obviously
it.
Obviously, your viewpoint.
Go off, sis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
that's one thing we're always on this podcast, like, the vast majority of time, it's
male
when I'm
energy.
Made to our males. All I'm always saying, we need to get more women on it. We need to get more women's viewpoints. And it's great to actually, because this is something that we speak a lot about off mic, like myself, Owen and our mate.
Yeah.
Is about like, you know, social media and the impact and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas to hear from a woman's side of view, especially like a young woman, because like our generation didn't have Instagram when we were your age.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. Like, and I think it does a lot more damage than good. So it's really good to hear you talk about it in that sense. Like, like I have an 18-year-old sister now.
Oh really?
And she's really cool because she's really.
What's her at? I probably follow her. Nobody joking.
I think it's like
maybe I do.
Aoife, and then is it Aoife _ Walsh with two H's?
Give her
like
a plug. Yes,
At Aoife, I'm actually hopefully we're both going to London this weekend separately. Mm. Definitely doing cocktails on Saturday.
Love that.
But I do think you hit the nail on the head, like with that imposter syndrome. I don't think there's a person on Instagram who doesn't suffer from it.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, that's the thing. If you put yourself online, but look, even saying this now, we all definitely do have a touch of it. But I think what somebody said recently online, there's another girl, a podcast professional, Molly Parsons. She's the person who said the imposter syndrome with another girl on her podcast recently. And because I just never knew there was a term coined for it. Like, I literally did not know. But look, we all have it. But I was only literally saying to my lecturer today, my main one, Susan. Shout out to Susan. I love her. I love you. Susan, she's a legend. She probably won't listen.
It's like the first episode of How I Met Your Mother. Like, I've only just started college, but I love you.
Yeah. Oh, God. But
I wish I could say the same about my lecturers.
Oh, really? No, but she's really nice. But she actually, like, we all looked at her stuff, and her stuff now would really be what we deem conceptual. And to the average Joe, not saying you, no offense to anyone, but, you know, we're coming from a perspective where we're fresh off the boat in college. We're like looking at stuff, being made to question stuff that, you know, your man up in Northern Ireland would have said, like, what's that on the wall? Like, you know, that's what he pretty much said to me then after. But she does amazing work. So speaking to her, I was like, she was asking me a question today and I was just kind of struggling with the answer. I was like, oh, look, I'm over this charcoal drawing of an onion. Like, I'm just over it. And I said to her, do you ever hear of imposter syndrome? And she was like, yeah, sure, I have it. And I was like, oh my God, this lady is so self-assured. Mm. But like, people, you know, that's a stupid thing to say, really, isn't it? It's frivolous. But all these different things that people have, it just amazes me as I'm growing older, you get to know people and they subtly drop in that they have this and this. And you're like, fuck, that is good. Like, it's normalizing everything.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd hope so. And it's really
good. Yeah, exactly.
I do think, art is classed from helping people with mental health.
Mm.
I think something that Blind Boy spoke about in his podcast one time was about how engaging, like, so many people engage with, like, their analytical minds, but they don't go engage with their creative analytical mind.
Definitely, very true.
And the release that gives you, like, I find I have very little in my life that is, like, creative.
Mm.
So ever since, say, from a personal point of view, ever since I started engaging in more creative thinking and more creative, I suppose, activities, all of a sudden, like, something that would annoy you 6 months ago doesn't annoy you anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it could be something really trivial.
Yeah.
But, like, why is, like, somebody crossing the lane without indicating in front of you?
Yeah.
Like, why would you let that ruin your day?
Yeah, road rage.
You know, that kind of shit. Like, it is. I think it is really helpful in that way. But another thing for World Mental Health Day, I was thinking about, mm-hmm. which is very, I suppose, relevant to us as a podcast.
Yeah.
Now I'm not casting any aspersions.
No,
on you,
no, Jesus, go on.
But is, I suppose, our relationship as a society with alcohol is another thing that's quite important from a mental
true.
Health point of view.
Yeah. Now, PSA. Well, what's the word PSA, is it?
Yeah,
public safety awareness. Please drink responsibly.
Please drink responsibly. This podcast is not sponsored. If somebody wants to sponsor this podcast,
yeah, go for it.
Add us on whatever, any social media. You're more than welcome to. But it is, I do think, like, what's your, we have spoken with people of similar age to you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just from, quickly, because we won't dwell on this too much, because there's shitloads of other stuff to talk about. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Your generation's relationship with alcohol, do you think it's better than, say, mine, from your experience?
Look, TBH, right? My boyfriend is 28.
Yeah.
Right? I'm 21. Controversial. But he doesn't
not
drink.
Really, no. No. I don't think so.
Thank you. No. We're not going to talk about what's called intergenerational relationships right now. But, nobody joking. But,
shout out to Barry.
Yeah, exactly. You met him. Shout out to Barry. Love you. Drinking. Like, I don't know what way it is. Because when I'm talking to my mom and dad, right? Like, we all love the hooch in my family. Like, most of our family, most Irish families do love the hooch. I love the hooch too much. Not really, but, you know, you'd have to take it easy.
Yeah, we all love it too much.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's just like, what's your relationship with it?
I would say now it's healthier because my boyfriend doesn't drink.
Yeah.
But that's only recently. He did drink. And now when we got together, we're nearly together a year. So when I first met him, we would have gone for a date, gone drinking. Grand, right? And can I say liquorcy? Is that okay?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Like not to be funny, but when I'm looking back, I'm like, I actually don't remember half that date. Like, that's disgusting. I would say my relationship and my peers, I don't know, because I'm only a new student, I'm 21. If I was 18 going out, it would have been a different story. I was single, living my best 18-year-old life, you know.
As you should do at that age,
as you should do. But no, I think it is a bit, like, it's hard not to be preachy, because I don't drink more. The way I tend to do it is I don't drink at all, and then I get really drunk, like, and then I don't drink at all for another, like, few weeks. But I don't know, because I personally, can we say this about, I personally don't take drugs, right? So if I'm talking with people my own age or they're going out, like, they may save a load of money because they might end up just taking drugs. Also, because
a girl,
can be handed drugs for free and they'll take them.
Absolutely.
So I need to get on that game because I'm wasting money. No, I'm joking. I don't know how, but Barry then, his friends, like, they drink as well. Or Barry would say to me, he got really drunk when he was younger.
Yeah.
So do you think it's different? I don't know.
So my relationship with alcohol has really changed. When I was your age now, I had a very unhealthy relationship with alcohol. I would have binge drank, and I would have binge drank a lot.
Right. Tesco Lager, was it like cheap?
No, not even that. Like, I was, because I was always terrible with, a bit, there was a bit of car packing.
Yeah,
in there. I was a big fan of the, we did a lot of buck fasting. There was, like, you know, nagging upon nagging a Tesco vodka.
Yeah.
But it was a social norm at the time, and it's just it's encouraging to hear that, like, you guys, right, it's not, the drugs is not encouraging.
Yeah.
But, like, it is a fact of life. And,
as a
society, we need to recognise
that. That should be normalised, and drug tests.
Yeah.
But sorry, go on.
But the other thing as well is, I think society is getting better at recognising the young people are taking drugs. Like, when I was in college, I don't think as many people took drugs then as do now.
Yeah.
But there was loads of people taking drugs.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But again, there was a stigma attached to that. And it's important. Like, I think if society is more accepting of it, it'll accept that, like, you know, it's probably just young people experimenting, trying things out.
Yeah.
It's when it becomes an addiction, it's a problem.
Yeah, addiction issues,
but
yeah.
We're so quick to say, well, don't take drugs, you get addicted to that.
Yeah.
Here's a point.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, here's me. Thanks, Ash. We'll do a subtitle.
Shout out to Ash.
Shout out to Ash, just giving us a little... little Paddy Irish whiskey kind of thing of a tea light. That's it, thank you.
No, it's really good, because I do think our relationship with alcohol, in terms of mental health awareness, I think we need to, just society needs to be a bit more conscious of especially Irish society, what a relationship to alcohol is.
Yeah, completely.
I do think it probably is getting healthier.
Yeah.
And I certainly think, like, even from a like environmental point of view.
Yeah.
Like, what we try and do is drink, like, local beers. We never talked about the beer, actually.
That's what you said in the podcast I was listening to today. You said about Brady's Yard.
That's, like, the start of our podcast.
Yeah.
But it is true. Like, I'm drinking an Ellipsen from Yellow Belly Beer.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically brewed down the road, packaged down the road, and it comes as far as Waterford. It's only, like, 40k.
Yeah.
Whereas you could be drinking a pint.
I'm evil because I'm drinking beer and Moretti from Italy.
You're on the Moretti from Italy, like...
Yeah.
They're... Haping coal into the ships.
So
transferring over. There's so many carbon miles
on
that.
Oh my God, carbon footprint.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying is like, you know, and it'll just help a little bit, which I think is pretty cool. And we do need to be a bit more socially aware, a bit more.
Yeah, we do.
Now, you mentioned your parents earlier. Mm. They've got a class at the spot in Waterford I want to talk to you about.
Legends, yeah.
The parlor tea rooms.
The parlor vintage
tea
rooms.
Saws vintage.
Hell yeah. No, saws. You're going to be talking in slang now. But
I'm like the eldest of my family. I've got all the lingo. Yeah.
Yeah, you're fresh though. Don't worry. It's OG.
LOL.
Yeah, exactly. But my mom has the parlor vintage tea rooms on O'Connell Street. She's been there 3 years. Even though it's a family business, don't get me wrong, I feel like I'm always in the building, but I haven't been that closely, like I haven't been on the payroll for that long, as in I'm now waitressing stuff on the weekends, and I'm doing the social media for it as well.
Social meds.
So,
that's a new one for me now.
Yeah.
That's a new phrase for me now, I'll write that one down.
Exactly.
You also did a bit of a spray painting for him, I see on Instagram there once.
Yeah, I do.
Were you like restoring chairs or something? What was going on there?
Oh, yeah. So, what do you call, I'm trying to think of all the slang terms, like upcycling or...
Upcycling. Where you take like a shit chair and make it cool again.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be like a loser here, but like my family, like my house in Tramore, we live in Tramore, right? You know when you're younger, your mom is like house proud, like don't touch anything or don't whatever. You know, everything's from like proper shops. Nowadays, my mom, because she's obviously taken on the tea rooms, our style is very eclectic as a family now. It always has been, but because of that now, what I was actually doing that day, this is such a stupid story, I don't know why I'm going into it, but the upcycling was for the house or for the parlour. Like I'm the type of person, I'm kind of, risky is the wrong word, but like I'd see... a chair. Opportunistic in a good way, but I'd see a shitty chair and I'd be like, I'd actually love to see that pink and blue, like so my mom is now the same, so we're all now the same, where there's just fumes of spray paint in the house 24/7, like it's just
brilliant.
We're all choking, but it's good, like.
But that's like, again, that's a really good outlook to have, and it's a class little spot. What goes on there?
So I don't have the rota on hand of what actually
just
goes on.
Like, just a rough kind
of. Basically, there's a cafe in the big room, and then in the it's also a large room out the front. There's a bar, but if you at 2 o'clock want a glass of wine on a Wednesday, you can go into the other room. That's the bar room. If you want to drink that glass of wine in the main room, you can. Vice versa, like it's interchangeable. It's just basically a tea rooms. It's a really old Georgian building, like it's a deadly building, a lot of old history, and she's been there 3 years, so my mum now, obviously I'm hoping she'll listen to this, but she's really inspiring, like she'd look at anything, very much like the decor in here, like upcycled or, you know, from an auction or donated, whatever, like that's the type of family we are anyway, and I think my mum's vision of the parlour, it's growing.
Yeah.
Everything is just growing.
So do you think your like artistic outlook on everything was kind of inspired from home? Like were you brought up in a like really creative environment?
If you asked me a few years ago, I might have said, I don't know, I probably got off fecking the internet or off Stardoll or Bebo or something. But no, definitely I did, because my mom's a makeup artist by trade, like since she's younger. Now, she doesn't do that much anymore because she fell out of love with it. Like, she just lives and breathes the parlour. Like, we should live in the parlour, basically, is what is the agenda one day, I'd say. But I definitely did. My dad's an engineer by trade, but he is an amazing poet. Like, you wouldn't think it. Like, he's an old man, but he's fucking brilliant at rhyming.
Best poets are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you wouldn't think. No, not even rhyming. He doesn't generally. Does he rhyme? I can't remember. No, I should have read one out right now. But
the best. But
yeah,
I, like
artistic
the best,
family.
The best, like, Irish, like, literature people and poets and all that are always, like, lads that, like, reared sheep on a mountain in Dingle or something. Do you know, like,
clothes.
Yeah, there was always, like, these kind of, like, hardy lads that then would go home in the evening and, like, write a poem about the wind or something.
Yeah.
Like, do you know? So
exactly.
It makes sense.
Yeah, so we're definitely an artistic family. But I think with the introduction of actual spray paint and all this random shit that we have in the house, it's like my mom is a bit more free. Like if you're in the parlor, you wouldn't be surprised to hear us spray painting at the back, like something random. Like I don't know. Yeah, we're just at the point. What, there's a word I'm trying to think of.
Abstract.
Yes, but what's the word? Opportunistic. That kind of way. We just see something. We're like, feck it. Let's just do it. You know, which I think is a good outlook to have. I think everybody should learn to be a bit more reckless.
I think it ties in. It probably ties in with, like, I suppose the inverse of, or the opposite of, like, imposter syndrome is thinking that, like, right, you can look at the same chair.
Yeah.
But what I see and you see can be two different things within the one thing, and then what you would do to it. And what I, so there's like, you're applying your individuality onto something.
Yeah, yeah.
And like your personality is being reflected through like inanimate objects in the parlor, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully the way you're saying about good for the environment, the drink that you're getting is local. Hopefully, you know, as we're being told, the world is basically going to end, touch what it doesn't, like, but you know, hopefully one of the things that could be so simple to do, like, I'm not a hashtag spawn for any environmental fucking agency or anything, but literally upcycling as we're talking about now is something so simple, and you might not think you're creative, but if you get Woody's cheap paint or whatever, you know, you can just try stuff. People probably do that anyway, but I think if we go on, people will have to learn to be more creative to stop consuming as much.
And I'm going to do a really clever podcasting now and link it in something else we're talking about.
Go for it.
If you go about upcycling and stuff, it'll probably be really good for your mental health because it'll engage your creative brain.
That's it, exactly.
And
it'll
be a sound person.
That's what I'm fucking getting onto. Yeah. Exactly,
No, we're vibing right now. We're vibing. That's really good. That's brilliant. They're actually class. And if you are in Waterford, go in and go in for a cup of tea, go in for a glass of wine, a couple of sandwiches or something.
Scone. Pop in, because honestly, no, I'm thanks for reiterating that. No, seriously, lads, pop in.
Follow him on Insta.
Do, at the Parlor Vintage Tea Rooms.
Flood him with DMs, because then.
Completely. I'll check them all.
Creelan will have to answer them all then.
I'll reply with gifts.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, the build, like the actual building, like I'd say my mom could recreate what it looks like if the building was a basic building, but the fact that it's an old Georgian building, you know, it's restored to its the way it's always been.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say the staircase is the only thing that's been fixed. Thank God it has, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
But at the same time, too, like, it's great to restore it to what it kind of was, but it's really good to put, like, a stamp of your individuality,
well,
like, you know,
has,
to kind of, like, respect the Georgian period and what it was, but then, like, bring it into the 21st century.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Class. The other thing, something I want to talk to you as well is how I first came in contact with you on social media, and we kind of bumped into each other every now and again. In here was, you did the spray painting on the walls of Grady's yard. You spray painted Yellow Belly on one side and the coffin.
Very handsome man, isn't he?
Oh,
just
yeah, he's
gorgeous.
A ride, like, if I swung that way.
He's a Bjor.
Yeah, oh, he absolutely is, like, if I was going that side of the fence, he'd be my
absolutely.
Type,
absolutely,
like,
no.
100%, you did him justice anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's class.
I think, I was going to say hashtag, no offence, but, yeah, no, very, very handsome man. I'm really happy with that one.
Yeah.
Of all of them in here, whatever, but portraits are my thing, and I don't know why that is. I just love drawing a face, like, even look at you now, you know, not to get too deep, looking at you now, I could draw you as you are. It may not look as you are, but I would enjoy it. If you ask me to draw the point, I don't have as much an interest, you know.
There's so much life in that point, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah, the eyes. I just love it.
So just talking to you, what exactly have you done in here?
Yeah,
you've done Yellow Belly.
Yeah,
you did the coffin.
It looks, oh my
god. Is that what it is?
Oh my god.
What actually is
it?
Oh my god, I made a balls of this.
No, you didn't, because I made a balls of it, because when I did it, the reason why I wouldn't leave it alone for like a week is because I kept saying it looks, no, it wasn't actually a week. I did it for about 4 hours every day for like a week, that wall, because I was working. But I actually said it looks like a coffin, and it
I always thought it was a coffin.
Do you know what? You're dead right.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. You're dead right.
I just insulted an artist on
the
podcast.
No, it's not my original. It's not my original concept. I'm pushing the blame on someone else here now, scapegoat. But no, basically, the lads here commissioned me. I actually don't remember how long ago it was. It feels like ages ago, but
it wasn't here in September when it opened. I don't think it was.
It would have been a little while after, I think.
It's probably like this time 12 months ago. You were probably in here spray painting shit.
Freaky. Before it was open every day, but no. So basically, Nikki, the owner, showed me what I needed to do, and to me, right on graphic design, you'd know it was obviously a big anchor yoke or whatever. What would you call that? Like a hook.
Oh yeah, because Grady's yard it was a haulage yard.
Yeah, but the thing looked so angular, so I kept like making it like feckin' coffin shaped. I don't know, but I'm glad you said that because I said that.
Okay.
I was like, people were like, I didn't think it was a coffin until you said it. So now everyone's going to think it's coffin.
And then inside the door, you have the very obvious anchor kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah. I like that one as well.
That's really good. I really like the inside. I thought it was a really good coffin. Didn't get it.
Do you know what? It's, yeah.
Like, I was like, it's not a bad looking coffin now. As far as coffins go, like.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get involved in that? Like, how did that come about?
So most of my commissions come through Instagram.
Yeah.
Hashtag follow me at Queen Anne Hanton. No, I'm joking.
But no, we both, like, yeah.
Obviously, absolutely. You're going to give them.
If you follow us, you'll see us tag. When we put up all the episode stuff, we'll tag your page.
They'll be blocking me now. They'll be like, get this bitch away.
No, definitely not. But definitely a really good follow on Instagram. Oh, so
thanks,
people will.
DJ.
So you got this through Instagram?
Yeah, I get or maybe I shouldn't be saying that because it sounds unprofessional, but
no,
I get DMs.
Not at all. That's how the world works. That's how the modern world works.
Yeah, like I'm paying for a website, but people still DM me, which is fine.
What's class is, like, it's so informal.
True.
I'm wearing a shirt now because I came here from work.
Mm.
I hate formal dress. I hate everything formal in life.
Yeah.
It's so informal to DM someone and be like, can I commission you to draw something?
Hello, my name is... Yeah.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
So you got that gig through...
Instagram. Yeah.
Class. Because I thought you might have been mates with some of the lads here or something.
A few people I would have known to see. I didn't know anyone working here, really.
Really? That's cool.
Most jobs I would do... Like, I'm not going to say on the podcast that I'm lazy. I'm not... But when I was younger, I would have done stuff willy-nilly for very little money, you know, just to learn. And then I got to the stage where I was like, right, I'm actually getting quite good at this thing that this person wants me to do, but I'm just going to undercharge him, blah, blah, blah. So from that, I kind of just stopped taking commissions for a little bit. Plus, it depends. If somebody wants something spray-painted indoor, sometimes the facility is not always correct. If that makes sense, it might be no windows.
It's not ventilated properly to take spray-painting.
And you're a man of medicine and education, and what I've recently literally, that's another thing, these are two things that I've been in my life recently: imposter syndrome, the knowing of it, and also the effect that spray paint probably has on me. Because I was doing water for walls this year, right, outdoors, didn't have a mask. I generally don't wear masks, which is really bad, just because
I'm not good,
lazy and stupid. Literally, I didn't wear a mask, and this lady came up to me on the street this year, and she literally pointed in my face and she's like, I won't even take off her. I think she was Italian or something, but she was anyway saying, you should be wearing a mask, like, my friend is sick, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, like, this is bad, because people are saying to me, and it's just a stupid thing. If it's outdoor, I won't remember it, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're in Ireland, and the wind is blowing your hair, and your fringe is upside down, you know? but, no, I need to get a mask. No, I have a mask, but it's somewhere broken. Yeah. I don't know. I need to get a mask.
Well, that's really cool.
I don't know where that was coming from, but what I mean?
It's a good point, though. Any aspiring artists out there, buy a mask.
I really do, yeah. I've heard horror stories as well, from Water for Walls. Because when you're congregating with other artists, in inverted comma, they're telling you stuff, and I'm like, shit, you know, I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
So
you got this gig through Instagram, and then Water for Walls, which was the next thing on, it's actually next thing on my list. We're vibing.
Mm-hmm.
You said artist in inverted commas there. And No, what I'm saying is I want to take you up on that.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Because I want to say I've seen your mural last week and it's fucking class.
Thank you.
As you said, someone drew a dick in it, but fuck them.
However,
what I want to say is, you've been commissioned to paint here. You've done Water for Walls, which is the biggest street art project in Ireland.
Yeah.
You're an artist, like.
Thank you. Imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome.
I can't call myself that.
When I was saying to people, like, what are you doing? What are you doing for the podcast this week?
Yeah.
Or when people are like, what's up this week? I was on the phone to my brother last night.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ian, who does like our ads, our piss take ads. I was on the phone to Ian yesterday and he was like, what's on the podcast this week? And I said, I said, I'm interviewing an artist.
Yeah, that's Quillian Hanton.
I didn't say your name. I didn't say your name.
Yeah.
Well, you said I'm into. In my mind, you're an artist.
Thank you.
I really want to say that to you because I saw the mural for last. I saw it on Instagram and stuff. This is something I was like, I'll say this for her when I meet her and then like we'll record a podcast.
Yeah.
And I never said it to you because we were having a chat.
Yeah.
Your mural looked class on Instagram, but Instagram really genuinely didn't do it justice. In terms of like,
you.
It's so much better in real life, like the depth. And do you want to talk me through like what inspired it, what it's about, the story behind it, and self-critically, how do you feel about it now? What your concept was in your head versus remove the dick from the face.
Oh my god, CG.
that is good advice. That's just good general life advice. Remove the dick from the face.
Yeah.
And
oh my god,
how do you feel about it now, like versus the original concept?
So this is what I'm in college for. I feel like I'm not answering any question properly. But
no, you are. No, but like,
yeah,
I'm not asking yes or no questions.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying though. In college, I'm saying something to Susan, my lecturer, blah blah blah, and she's like, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah,
but I know that's easy to say, but in my head I'm just tunnel vision. Well, this is like, I don't like it because of the. But look, the backstory behind it is there really is one, as in I like at the moment. Okay, this is a very critical kind of thinking now. It shouldn't be like this.
Oh, but critical thinking is good.
Yeah.
If you use it in the right way.
Exactly, yeah. So look, to be honest, what I like doing is female. Well, like, I like doing portraits, but I knew I wanted to do a female one. Now, from working recently through the summer, I did a project with the Walls Project, working with different communities. So I was working with Sudanese people, Syrian people, loads of different races, people of different ages. Like, I was speaking to, I'd say they were 70 odd, these Sudanese men, and I was like their best friend for an hour or two in a workshop with them, you know, assisting. So through doing that, I was like, right, I really need to do something for other people in Waterford. So, you know, because it's so easy. There's so many white, pretty girls' faces. Not even Waterford, because, you know, it's only one place. But when I'm thinking of street art in my head, I'm like, right, I need to do something good for somebody else, not just somebody that anyone can.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That and anyone can do.
There were a proper multi. Like, the biggest employer in Waterford is a hospital.
Yeah.
And the hospital employs vast. A lot of people from different cultural backgrounds and stuff, even. Like, so there's loads of. Different cultures within Waterford,
exactly. So basically, the girl on the left, right, the older, clearly older girl, it's inspired by my friend Jamila. Shout out to Jamila. But to be honest, it doesn't really look like her. Who it actually looks like is, you know, Lizzo, the singer.
Yeah.
It actually really looks like Lizzo. And I don't hate that. I love Lizzo. Jesus, I love Lizzo. So
next time I'm up there, I'm going to tag Lizzo and you. And then, like, hopefully she'll be
shout out.
She'll follow you then. And
shout out to Snodcast.
So
look, I'm saying there's no mess. I'm saying there was no thinking. What I like to do, right, is I know I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good.
Yeah.
I will be better, but I like doing portraits. As a girl, I do a portrait of a girl. I was thinking of loads of different things. I was thinking of kids, older people. I was even thinking of older people, you know? And then I was like, right, I definitely want to do somebody of maybe a different race with another person. And then it just literally fell upon that. I knew Jamila, asked her, can I take a photograph? And then I also knew the other little girl who's inspired by, it's a really boring story, but who's inspired by this little girl. I work with her dad, basically, is what I'm getting at, right? So I work with her dad in a call centre that we won't name, okay? So I said to him, oh my God, your child is gorgeous, blah, 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 take a photograph, did a photo shoot of them together, tried to paint them. It kind of looks like them, but look, there's 3 days to Waterford Walls, and that sounds like a lot of time, but if I really tried to, like, you know, hate myself and just get the exact image the same way, I would have been there for about 2 months, you know? So I just wanted to make it girly, fun. I don't look like it now. I look very slovenly, if that's the right way to say it. But basically, I am Yeah, I just wanted to make it like glittery. I actually got glitter paint as well.
Yeah.
So.
It does. It
happy
really, like, and it's a really
rainbow.
Cool, I suppose, series of walls that's up there.
They're all so different.
Yeah.
So it makes
and
it
is
better.
Very contrasting. But
yeah.
I do think like where yours is, it does stand out. Like it is really cool. And then like the background image is like different colors.
Yeah, like a galaxy. Yeah. But this is the thing in my head. Like, in my head, what I did, I like the portraits, but the background and everything. I'm the type of person, I leave the background to the end, I barely think about it. I don't have a lap. I'm going to sound like a loser here, but I actually don't have a laptop. I use my phone for everything. I pretty much made the mock-up picture on PicMonkey on my phone. I just roll with it, like, but I need to be more organized, I suppose. But.
What's cool about that is, like, you're thinking about, like, the really best paintings in the world, like, like say the Mona Lisa, like, right, like it's the one that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like there's like when you go to the Vatican museums and all that, like there's some amazing paintings in there that like stand out. But say the Mona Lisa is the most common one out. Like if I say the Mona Lisa to you, can you really picture what the background is like? Do you know?
Oh, that's true actually.
Do you know what
no.
I mean?
Yeah.
However, like the background can help augment the like protagonist.
Yeah.
But like I think you like it's a really good one because it's like two girls, different ethnicities.
Inspiring, like.
Yeah, the boat really.
I don't know why, but yeah.
The boat really, like, it's an uplifting image.
And I forgot about the crayon in the middle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, literally, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Like, I sound, as I said, imposter syndrome, it sounds really critical, but the crayon in the middle was because I wanted something in the middle of the picture, literally, and I was like, right, will I make it light? Will I do a pencil? Whatever, cringe. Like, it's all very cringy, but.
It's not really like.
Is it not? No. I came upon the crayon because I literally did it arseways. I did the pink on their faces like a glow because I wanted to just practice a glow, you know, because I don't spray paint much. So I'm always practicing when I'm literally doing the piece. I should have practiced for it. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but I did you learn the crayon. By doing, not by, you know, you learn by doing really.
That's
you?
True when you're under pressure. So yeah, it literally came about by accident. But I'm in college now doing fine arts, right? Level 8, 4-year course. Buzzing with my life. Probably won't be this time next month or something. but I'm looking forward to learning a bit more and influencing because I'm very lazy and I need to learn more.
Well, I tell you something about, and this is not blowing smoke up your anthem, what the crayon did for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is literally the moment I saw the crayon in real life.
Mm.
Not on Instagram. I didn't really, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On Instagram, just it didn't hit. I was like, that's class.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't hit me.
Yeah.
When I saw it in real life, the crayon, right? I worked in a toy shop. My first real job was in a toy shop.
Oh, wow.
And I used to look after, like, the tricycles and the bicycles. I used to make them up for the kids.
Yeah.
And the next section over was, like, Crayola. And I used to love
Jeez.
Crayola.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a guy, Mike, used to work in the Crayola section.
Yeah.
And I just, like, the odd time, I'd be down there looking at bits, like. And when the crayon literally, when I saw the crayon, I could have been stood in that toy store that's shut down since, like, looking at all the different crayons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, when I grew up, when I was, like, the age that you're, like, using Crayola crayons.
Yeah.
There was, like, just the basic colours.
Mm.
Whereas, like, by the time I was working in this toy shop, I was 15, 16.
Fuchsia and
oh, there was everything,
colours.
Like, there was, like, 115 parts pack of crayons. And I was, like, why the fuck were
capitalism.
These? Like, I'm 16 now, I can't buy crayons. Like, you know, I can't go
Cringe.
Home and, like, draw a dinosaur or something.
Yeah. So it was a good image for you then, the crayon. That's good.
It's like it evoked a childhood memory. That was a really good one.
That's good. That's what I want.
And it was like, I was brought to two places. I was brought there, and then it made me think about, like summertime, and my grandmother's trying to bake, and I'm trying to destroy her from baking.
Mm.
So she'd, like, sit me down with blank pages, crayons, and she'd be like, draw me this.
Stop.
And she'd say, like, draw me a
that's
cow.
That's the same with me, yeah.
So that's where, you put the, when you said it, like, you're saying, I just want to throw something in the painting.
Yeah, it was completely thoughtless,
But I actually genuinely.
It meant something to you.
No, it actually did, and it uplifted me that.
Do you know I'm actually so self-centered that when you're asking me this question, or I'm thinking about my piece, I'm just thinking, what do I think?
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking of what you're thinking.
But that's the beauty I think that's the beauty of art is like as you said, we were talking about that chair earlier and like everyone like your picture was a completely different experience for me. Because I was like, I'll ask you this now and you'll tell me and I wonder will we both have got the same thing from it.
And
I was literally like what it meant to me in my head was like and obviously from talking to you now this isn't what you intended it to be, but
exactly,
to me what it was is like there's like people two little girls, two different ethnicities.
Yeah.
There's a crayon there, like they both use it the same way. They're both the same. Like there's no difference between the ethnicities.
Exactly, yeah. And do you know what's so lovely as well? Like it's such a happy accident, but the basically the wall, right, is facing a house. So the house opposite from it, when I was doing the painting, there was these three little girls looking at the window, and I was like, oh my god, so cute. Like I'm trying to be their little friend, like waving at them, like not weird, but basically they'd be waving at me. I'd be like, hey girls. But they're, I didn't know it, I thought they were Middle Eastern. I can't remember exactly where, but the little girl, her name is Zainab, right? I won't even guess where they're from again. I can't remember. Spray paint fumes, you know, gone to my head.
Yeah.
Basically, all in all, I started doing the piece, and then every time they came out to me or whatever, eventually a father figure, someone came out from the house, I was talking to them, and I said, this is the little girl on the right, does she not look like one of the girls I saw in the window? And he said, Zainab. He was like, I said that to my wife or whoever. He said, I said that already. So they brought him out, and we just said to the little girl, there's you, Zainab. So like that's inside her wall for another while. But I suppose it is getting bulldozed, isn't it? That area.
Which is an absolute shame. But it just means we'll have to another project to work
up
on next year, hopefully. Well, I wouldn't say.
Hashtag spawn. Sponsor me.
But again, the other thing as well that I think is cool is... say like you did that and it's really good, but like the way you're talking to me, like you're learning the whole time from it, you're growing as an artist, and now you're critically thinking more and you're going through the college experience. But I think it's good that you've got that raw kind of talent that
flippant.
But you've got the raw talent from the last 5 years where you've developed your own style and now you're going to apply like your learning to it. It's
and improve
cool.
it thank you That's what I'm telling myself. I'm like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
But like, we've met before tonight. Yeah. Like, passingly.
Yeah.
But we've never actually had a proper conversation before tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting from you. And it's really interesting. And it's really refreshing to see like a young person embarking on a creative career who's like really engaged with that kind of thought process. Cool.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to ask you the serious questions, right?
Yeah, go for it.
We're going to fly through a couple of questions here
before
we finish up the podcast. What's your favourite sandwich?
Oh my God. Everything with me is so long-winded. I'll briefly tell you, I don't really like sandwiches unless they're toasted.
That's okay. So we're talking about toasty.
Right. Basically,
talk to me about the bread.
I'll be really quick. The bread, sourdough from the Seagull Bakery in Tremor.
Number one sourdough.
Probably
with
cheese, pesto. Look, I'm trying to eat less meat, so let's just say chicken. But like, this sounds weird, but I'd love now if the chicken was like spicy. Not quite a chicken baguette, like, I just mean spicy chicken.
Like chicken tikka, like?
Chicken tikka or something like that. And then peppers and sweet corn. Boom, toasted, unreal.
That's not bad.
Okay.
The sourdough makes it.
Thank you.
The Seagull sourdough.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
It's not.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
We have a long history of talking sandwiches on this podcast.
Do
I'm obsessed with sandwiches, yeah.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, a couple of episodes back were sponsored by Owen's Mammoth Sandwiches.
Oh, really?
Yes. What is your favourite dinner?
Oh my God.
And you can't say the chicken burger in Katie's
Oh, I won't. I just had Thai curry or pepperoni pizza. Which is, so I'm such a glutton. Me and Barry, we could literally live off Thai curry. Because it's bad for you, but you don't really feel like it's that bad.
Well, a well made Thai curry actually is really healthy if it's made with proper coconut milk and stuff.
I can't cook.
I'm
useless. So.
But sure, look, you.
Sure, I learn.
You
did
a painting, Barry did a cook. Yeah, you learn.
Absolutely.
Like my favourite dinner is like a roast dinner from my grandmother,
which has
way more calories than your Thai curry.
Yeah, love that.
But it's fucking way better.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite band?
Shit. Oh my God, imposter syndrome is ending. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I actually do. Sorry, I do. Bad, Bad, Not Good. Is that, is that even the name of them? Hold on. It could be Bad, Bad, Not Good. But that's more recently. I just listened to a lot of Bad, Bad, Not Good.
But I find like when you ask someone a question like this, what's your favourite band?
Yeah.
Like my answer is probably different today than it was 6 months ago.
So true.
Yeah.
It could be Tame Impala. I'm just looking through my Spotify. Yeah. It could be all the basic shit that you'd listen to. No, do you know what actually? Scrap that. My real answer is Bombay Bicycle Club. Because I've seen them twice. Once at All Together Now, really, once years ago.
Really good life.
Just, they're unreal. Yeah. And I just lose my shit. Like, Bombay Bicycle Club is number one.
Like, my favourite band are BellX1, but they wouldn't be my favourite live band.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's your favourite live band?
My favourite live band. Do you know what? I don't even like them that much in terms of, like, I wouldn't listen to them much on Spotify.
Mm.
But, like, who are really good live are Mumford & Sons. Because I went to see the vaccines in Phoenix Park, but like Mumford & Sons were the headline act, the vaccines were playing before them.
Yeah.
And Mumford & Sons were actually class live.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, they put on a really good show.
Yeah.
Florence Welch's vocal range live is out of this world. Like,
she's a queen.
Amazing.
Yeah, queen.
I accidentally grabbed her boob at Electric Picnic once.
What?
We went to high five.
So
we went to the right.
You went to high five.
So do you know the way she comes down into this crowd, like singing at the crowd, and I was up the front with all the like 15-year-old girls because I love her, and I went to high five her. She went to high five me, during What Kind of Man.
Oh.
So she's saying What Kind of Man loves like this, and I missed the high five and laughed a boob accent.
Did she say anything or
she's kept going?
Like she's
professional.
She seems like she would, but I'd say someone else would do that.
Yeah.
I'd say I would. Jesus, if somebody if that happened to me, I'd probably call you out. Like,
you'd probably box me, and it was pure accent.
Slap, of course, of course.
No, it wasn't genuinely pure accent. Sorry, Florence, if you're listening. The other band that are amazing live are Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, okay. When did you see them?
Like about 5 years ago in the, what's the point called now? The O2? Is it still called the O2?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
It has about 15 different names.
Jesus.
They were brilliant live.
Yeah, of course.
What's your favourite song?
Oh my God. Right, okay. So it's either The Suburb, like, I'm just thinking of like nostalgic songs that I would still listen to without getting sick of. Suburbs, Arcade Fire.
Don't overthink it now.
Father and I overthink everything. Actually, I overthink everything, but I also don't think at all.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Father and Daughter, Paul Simon, or Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
I like it.
Just love it.
I love it. Tennessee Whiskey is a brilliant song.
Mm.
Have you ever heard the MTV Unplugged Nirvana session?
Yeah.
You have, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. The Man Who Sold the World on that is just...
Is that the one yet? Yeah, of course.
I'd say I've listened to that about 50 times in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So I go through phases like that as well. The Man Who Sold the World. Brilliant. So we've done that. Quillen, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Can our listeners support your art if they want to?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm cursing too much. But my Instagram is at Quillen Hampton. I won't even start to spell it. We'll be here
we'll
a few days.
We'll tag her on the socials, lads.
Exactly. My website is quillenhampton.com. If you do want to commission me, please send me a message on my website, not a DM, if you can, because I'm getting a lot of DMs, you know, which is quite busy, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking. But yeah, of course they can support me, but it just, what did you say again? It's World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
Maybe buy some art, support yourself, you know. I'm only joking.
Just before I finish up, I want to plug another artist because our friend Kira Kenny. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do you know
Kiriuk? I'm on private these days, so.
Do you know Kiriuk?
Who?
Kiriuk.
Hey, does she have a black and white profiler?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of me and Owen's friends from college.
Oh, is she Twitter famous?
She's Twitter famous.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's Twitter famous.
Yeah.
And she is amazing. You can also buy her, if you want her profile, you can buy her images as well.
Okay, very
good.
So,
like, again, supporting an Irish artist like yourself.
Yeah.
I bought two of her pieces lately.
Carbon emissions. Yeah. Kept low, you know?
Absolutely. I bought two of her pieces lately and they're going up on a white wall in our house and they're classic.
Very good. So, I should have bought you a print. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right.
I'll bring it to you. I'll buy one. Okay,
support
we'll sort it.
We'll sort
absolutely.
It. Free print, lads. So, like, love supporting Irish artists.
Mm.
Definitely buy your print.
Thank you.
Where can people go to buy your prints? Your website?
I need to sort that out. Quillenhampton.com, basically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Follow Quillen on Insta.
Uh-huh.
She's private on Twitter, lads. Unlucky.
Yeah.
Just follow Irish artists, support them. It's sound. Drink Irish beer, follow Irish artists.
Follow Smokecast, obviously, because you're listening.
Don't
forget to rate and subscribe.
Yeah. Pass the pod on to your mates. Good job.
Thanks very much. Bye.
One clink of the gas before we go. Super.
Nearly breaks.
Stay steady.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.